What a Wild Story, Mini Money by Rocío Bonilla, a Bron Mara Wright's audio story. Once upon a time, long, long ago, there was a land of good people. They lived in peace, worked the land, and tended to their flocks. The king ruled over them kindly and wisely. However, one fine day, or one fateful day, perhaps we should say, there appeared a fearsome beast. That huge, ferocious dragon demanded that they give him one of their livestock every day to satisfy his bottomless stomach. If they didn't oblige, he threatened to eat all the people and destroy the castle with the fire that flowed from his jaws. Terrified, the people shut themselves inside the castle. Gradually, their flocks and herds grew smaller and smaller, and when there wasn't a single cow or sheep left in all the kingdom, the dragon demanded they give him a damsel.
Hold on, hold on! Wait a minute!
Poor cows!
And poor sheep!
And what an awful beast, that dragon!
Are you sure we want to pick such an unpleasant story for the end of year play?
But the legend of St. George and the dragon is such an important one. Just look at how many people are called George or Georgina.
And anyway, it all ends well.
What do you mean it ends well? They killed the dragon and cut off his head.
But the dragon was very bad. Yes!
I'm sure this dragon was no relation of mine.
The king, impartial as he was, decided to hold a raffle with the names of all the maidens in the kingdom. As fate would have it, the princess, his daughter, was chosen to be gobbled up by the dragon. The king, devastated, proclaimed that whoever dared to fight the beast and save the princess would have his daughter's hand in marriage.
Okay, that's the line. Save the princess? Really?
Us girls are strong and brave enough on our own.
This story is all over the place.
And us dragons aren't so bad.
Well, I think we should write the story again, but differently.
Hey guys, come over here a minute. We need to consider that this story was written a crazy long time ago. Back then, life was very different, and people didn't think like they do now. Of course, if we wrote it today, it would be completely different. If you look at the shelves, you'll see there are many modern versions of this legend, but none quite like the first, because it's the original, and that's why it's a classic work of literature. Imagine if we had to change every single story so it pleased everyone, or so it was written the way we think now. Little Red Riding Hood's cape will be green, because that's my favorite color. And the wolf will be incredibly respectful instead of ferocious. Sleeping Beauty will give the princess lap, and no one will get married 5 minutes after meeting each other. And no one will judge anyone by appearances.
And when the princess was about to be devoured by that evil dragon, a bold knight appeared, riding upon a majestic white horse. "It's the knight St. George!" cried the people, full of hope.
"But I don't want to die."
"Don't worry, you won't die."
After a fierce battle, dodging flames and sharp teeth, the brave knight St. George drove his spear into the dragon's heart, and the beast came crashing down. The knight cut off the dragon's head, and when the blood trickled onto the ground, there grew an enormous rosebush with hundreds of red roses. St. George picked the most beautiful one and gave it to the princess before galloping off and disappearing into the horizon.
Dear old audience, yes, the dragon was very bad, and they cut his head off. There's a lot of blood, the princess needed saving, and the bit about the roses is a lie. But what can we say? That's how life was told in the 13th century.
What a wild story if you don't get it well. Do you reckon they were scared?
Definitely.
Poor things.
Good job we explained it to them.
Personally, in the end, I kind of liked that dragon.
What a Wild Story, Mini Moni, by Rocío Bonilla, a Bromera Writes audio story. Voice over, Rubén Félix, Paula Juste, Clara Laguarda, and Victoria Mínguez. Sound design and production, NG Media. Executive production, Marta Moreno. Editorial coordination, Clara Vidal. Bromera.com.